Time now to head to the hotline as we are going to hear a little bit more about Heritage Avon Lake Presents. And in order to do that, we are going to speak with Laura Plonsky. Laura, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, before we get into the future events for the Heritage Avon Lake Presents series, I want to go back to the one you guys had on Monday. Sounded very, very interesting. It was Tea with Mrs. Lucy Webb Hayes. What all went down at this event?
Well, we had a reenactor. I believe she was from Rocky River, Alice Wills. And she came in to recreate the life and the persona of Lucy Webb Hayes, the 19th First Lady of the United States. She was the wife of Rutherford B. Hayes, both of whom were from Ohio. She talked a little bit about the Hayes' life, and then she did a presentation as Lucy Webb Hayes, and she talked about Lucy's life all the way from growing up in Ohio to becoming the First Lady, and then after they were out of the White House. She had a very, very interesting life, and she was quite the activist.
So this Heritage Avon Lake Presents series is something that happens once a month. Where does it all go down?
Well, we have it here at the Avon Lake Public Library. This is where I work, and I am also the marketing publicity director for Heritage Avon Lake. So we have a lot of our activities here at the library. And, yes, we have it once a month, and it's from 1 to 2 p.m., usually on the, I believe it's the second Monday of the month, and we will have programs through May.
What are those programs? Are they a lot of reenactors, or are there other things that typically take place there?
No, it's not always reenactors, but it does have something to do with history. Sure. A lot of times it's local history, or it's something to do with genealogy, which a lot of our members are interested in as well. In February, we're going to have a program about famous forgeries and art theft. And then in March, we're going to have somebody come in and talk about how to interpret death certificates, old death certificates, because there's a lot of terminology, especially medical terminology, that's on the death certificates that people might not be aware of. In April, we're going to have someone from the Westlake Historical Society come in and talk about Victorian mourning customs, that's mourning as in death. And then in May, we're having somebody talk about how to interpret gravestones, all the epitaphs and icons and designs that are on headstones.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting stuff. Again, we're talking with Laura Plonsky with Heritage Avon Lake here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. I want to get back to the next edition of Heritage Avon Lake Presents. You mentioned it's coming up in February 12th. History's Dark Side in the Art World.
Yes.
Sounds very, very fascinating. What's this all about?
Well, Sean Crum is going to be doing it. He's a professional artist and art historian, and he also teaches at the Center for Lifelong Learning at Lorain County Community College. He's a retired teacher, and he loves art and art history. So he's going to be touching on famous art theft, including a very famous one that has never been solved. The Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston had the single largest property theft in the world, and the biggest unsolved art theft in world history happened in 1990. So he's going to be talking about that, and then he's also going to mention the life of a famous art forger who was a Dutch painter and portraitist, and he's considered one of the most ingenious art forgers of the 20th century. So he's also going to talk about why experts are often easily fooled by fakes and forgers, and get into some other details about art forgeries and thefts.
Are these merely lectures and presentations, or do these generally just kind of turn into like open forum discussions?
Well, there's usually a formal presentation, and then if somebody or if people want to ask questions, they can do that too. The person who came just past Monday to talk about Lucy Webb Hayes, she brought a number of items to share. So people have the chance to look at those items. She can talk about them. There are maps and visual aids and things like that. So it kind of enhances the presentation.
You mentioned the one that you're going to have in March revolving around the death certificates. How did you guys come up with that idea? What kinds of details will be shared at this presentation?
Well, again, we tried to focus on history, and obviously with our mission, including promoting oral, written, and physical history, items from history. And again, a lot of people are interested in researching their family history. So when you look at death certificates, you can get a general idea of when they died and where they're buried and that sort of thing. But in the there's a certain place on the death certificate where the physician would write how these people died and what they died from. There's usually a primary cause and a secondary cause. And sometimes the terminology is not always easy to interpret, especially the diseases they had in the past may still be similar to what we have today, but they may have been called something different. So the presenter is going to just talk about the historical medical terminology, common causes of death from the past century. And he also is going to talk about famous people who died from certain illnesses and what happened to them.
I think it's fascinating when you take a look at some of these things because, boy, you know, while modern medicine certainly has advanced throughout the course of the years, it's interesting, too, to go back on something that you just mentioned in that, you know, maybe there are some of the same ailments today. They're just going by different names. How much of this subject matter do you get the chance to personally investigate yourself before you hear these presentations?
Well, I do a lot of local history and genealogy at the library as a librarian. So while I may not be directly involved in some of these presentations, I do have a general idea of what they're talking about because I do a lot of research on Avon Lake families. I've done my own personal genealogy for decades, so I'm very familiar with what they're talking about, but there's always a chance to learn something new.
Seems like the genealogy thing is something that definitely you're very interested in. What was that that originally drew you to that?
Well, that's an interesting story. I was 12, and I got nosy one night while I was staying over at my grandmother's house and got she had a walk-in closet, and I started looking in there and found a box of old photos. So I asked my grandmother about them, and we stayed up until midnight. She told me about who they were, and we labeled the photos. And I have always had an interest in especially the 1800s. So it was interesting to me to hear where my family came from and how they lived. And so I started researching these people, and I've never stopped.
Where do you start on something? I'm just curious. When people come to you and they want to know more about their family's past, typically, where do you start? Is it with the name of a last name? Do you do the cotton swab thing? How does it go? How do you go about it?
Well, certainly DNA is very popular right now, and I haven't personally done that, but my parents have, and a lot of people do ask me about that. But normally, I start with the basics. Mm-hmm. I tell people to start with themselves, what they know, write down their parents' names, their siblings, their grandparents, go as far back as they can. And then take a look at some of the wonderful websites that are out there. I started back in the 1980s where nothing was online. We didn't even have an online, so I had to go to libraries and cemeteries and town halls and that sort of thing. But we now have Ancestry and FamilySearch.com and Cindy's List and a lot of other wonderful websites. So I direct them there, and we start with names and dates as much as they can give me, and then we just kind of go from there.
Wow, well, that's very interesting stuff, and I kind of feel like for the theme that you have set up in March, a lot of that will be discussed. You feel like a lot of folks who will attend that session will go in there with a general curiosity in mind, wanting to know how far back they can go to track their ancestry?
Well, I really hope so. I mean, what we're really trying to do with Heritage Avon Lake is to get information from people whose families go way back in Avon and Avon Lake. Well, Avon Lake, I mean, you can't talk about Avon Lake without talking about Avon because Avon Township included what is now Avon Lake at the time. So we're always interested in talking to people about their families and even if they're not from here, we still are interested in helping them find out where they came from and just giving them a general idea of where they can go to, what sources they can use at the library to help them with their research.
I want to bring things back to your next presentation on February 12th, your next Heritage Avon Lake Presents with the History's Dark Side of the Art World. Mm-hmm. Boy, it just sounds so interesting to find out about the artwork and the forgery because, boy, I would imagine that it takes a lot of work in order to forge somebody's artwork. And it's interesting, too, because you mentioned the biggest one went down back in 1990. That seems pretty recent.
It does seem recent, and these people obviously knew what they were doing. These two people showed up at the museum after hours. They were dressed as policemen. The security guard let them in, which he wasn't supposed to do, but he trusted that they were policemen. They came in and tied up the two security guards and then cut out from their frames 13 different artworks. So they obviously knew what they were doing. The artworks themselves are worth more than $500 million. And I know the museum, the website is, they said they're offering a $10 million reward for anybody who knows anything about this. So it's still going on.
Suspects are still at large in this?
They apparently are. Well,
holy cow.
I
so we're talking almost 30 years later, right?
I know.
Wow.
So these people were professionals. They knew exactly what they were doing.
Well, when $500 million are at stake, I mean, yeah. It's not exactly you could walk into that with at least some kind of a plan. So, well, but see, I would even think, too, I mean, in all seriousness, that makes the story even more compelling, right?
Yeah.
It does. It definitely does. So I think that what Sean Crum plans to do is just, you know, give us a broad overview of this field, if you can call it that, and just kind of give us an idea of what goes into making a forgery and why experts are so easily convinced that these are real portraits or real paintings. So I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be very interesting.
Very cool stuff. Well, Laura, before we let you go here, for our listeners out there that are wondering where they can go to find out more information on all these events at Heritage Avon Lake, where can they go?
They can go to heritageavonlake.org, which is our website. And we also have people here at the library, at Avon Lake Public Library, who are knowledgeable about Heritage Avon Lake. They can come here and ask us during library hours any information that they're interested in. And they can also call 440-549-4425. And talk to somebody or leave a message about any questions that they may have.
Very good stuff. Well, Laura, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for spending some time with us, and we'll do it again soon.
Oh, thanks so much.
That is Laura Plonsky with Heritage Avon Lake.